Life is full of requirements. There's all kinds of things we have to do in order to receive or to achieve something. Sometimes when we're filling out a form, they have to know our name. Sometimes we have to show proper identification. Sometimes a birth certificate is required. When we're applying for a job, a lot of times we have to have a certain level of education. Sometimes previous work experience is required. And sometimes, even when you're on the job and you're sitting at your desk working at a computer, the computer will often tell you a password is required. It's hard to get away from. But you know, in the Bible, we find that there is something that God requires of us. If you would look with me in your Bibles to the book of Micah. In the book of Micah, chapter 6, there in verse 8, the Bible tells us three things that the Lord requires of us. In Micah chapter 6, there in verse 8, the Bible says, He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? If we think that things in life are always required and they're very tedious, just think what it is that God requires of us. The first thing he said is to do justly. When you think about something that is just, you think about something that is good, something that is true, and something that is blameless. Something that will be truly devoted unto God. When you look back earlier in the Old Testament, you find in the book of Genesis, in chapter 18, there in verse 19, that tells us that the Lord knew that Abraham would teach his children and his household after him to do righteousness and justice. When you think about the man that Abraham was, he certainly wanted to do what was right in the sight of God. And there were times that his faith was tested. And he proved himself. He passed those tests, showing that he had strong faith in God and was willing to do anything that God required of him. But then you come to the New Testament, and you find the words of the Apostle Paul as he was writing to those in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 10, he said of himself and others that we conducted ourselves devoutly and justly and blamelessly. There is a way that we conduct ourselves before God, and also in the way that we treat one another. We must be fair, we must be kind, and we must do whatever is right in the sight of God. And when we consider the things that God would have us do, you know, Paul gives us a list in the book of Philippians chapter 4. There are many such things to think on. And you recall that, yes, there in verse 8, the first couple of things on the list, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just. Whatever things are just. Think on this. And often when we think about something long enough, our actions tend to follow. What actions follow by thinking on those that are just? Well, the Bible clearly tells us in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 4, which is often quoted in the New Testament. The just shall live by faith. Going back to what Abraham had. Going back to what we must have if we are to follow God. So if we're to meet God's requirements, first and foremost, we should do justly. But secondly, he says, is to love mercy. It may seem easy to love mercy. After all, that is something that I am very, very thankful for. And when it comes to God, God is very selective on whom he extends mercy to. You see, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 9, there in verse 15, that as he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. Yes, he will have mercy on those to whom he will have mercy. As he said back in the book of Exodus, in chapter 33 and in verse 19. And when God decides that he would have mercy, we find that his mercy is very generous, that it is very good, and in fact, it is enduring. The book of Lamentations describes his mercies. There in chapter 3, beginning in verse 22, Solomon says that through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God's mercies are new every morning. They are bountiful, and he is willing to shed them upon us. But if we are to love mercy, not only should we be loving of the mercy that God gives us, but you know, we must love to show mercy to others. After all, that's what Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 6. There in verse 36, he said, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Well, I know how God is merciful, and therefore I must be merciful as well. So the first two requirements, to do justly and to love mercy, lead us to the third and final requirement, to walk humbly with your God. The Bible also tells us how we are to walk with God. Remember the words of John in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ is so and cleanses us from all sin. If I am walking in the light as he is in the light, I realize that I'm a human being. Therefore, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. Paul said in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know, there is one that did no sin. Neither was any guile found in his mouth. That was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And when I realized that he did what I could not do, I realized that he loves you, he loves me. And if I'm willing to submit myself unto him, there's something that he's willing to do for me. James chapter 4 and verse 10 tells us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Peter also says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. We've got to realize we've got to walk humbly. It is our job to be humble. It is God's job to exalt us. That's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 12, that whoever exalts himself will be humble. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. Finally, we find that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And these words were written in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 34, but also quoted in James chapter 4 and verse 6, and 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. We're told what God requires of us. And if we meet these requirements, we're told what God will do for us. Are we meeting the Lord's requirements? Well, if so, then we will receive that eternal reward. Tonight, the lesson is yours. We're about to sing the song of encouragement. And if there is one tonight that needs to respond to the invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.